How's everybody doing today? This is Daniel Latta. Welcome to another Mind Shifting episode. I'm excited for this one. This is probably my favorite topic. So we're in the podcast, Your Mentality Creates Your Reality. And today we're talking about the power of prayer. I'm excited. I'm a prayer warrior. I believe that there's so much power in prayer. I believe it is our way to move in the supernatural. I just get excited talking about this because time and time again, God has shown up in my life, and I know he's going to show up in yours, and I'm sure he has. So prayer is not just a religious ritual we do on Sundays, guys. This is really a direct communication with God, the creator of the universe. It's a lifeline, you know, through Jesus talking to the Father, and it can really uplift you out of a bad mood, out of a bad attitude. And I actually... one example, I was in a Bible study one night, and I know the guy was super excited to lead the Bible study, but I sat down and the Holy Spirit told me no. And I knew right away something was wrong. I sensed the demonic in our Bible study. And so I said, hey, can we just stop for a second? He's like, no, I think it's really important we continue. I said, but isn't it more important that we deal with... I have this sense that somebody here is thinking about committing suicide. And you could feel, and as I'm telling you this, I can feel it. You can feel the supernatural step in. You can feel the demonic. You can feel the light and darkness against each other, if you will. And suddenly a grown man, I'm talking big, big grown man, starts falling apart and telling us how he was thinking about committing suicide. The reason I'm telling you this is sometimes the rituals we have to go do a Bible study or to go to church, they're a great thing and they're a godly thing, but sometimes the Holy Spirit is going to move in the service not the way we want the outline service to go. A lot of times the Holy Spirit moves outside of the boxes. So I really hope this encourages you. We're going to go deep, man. We're going to go into the jungle of things right now. So I hope you guys are ready. You know, buckle up. When the odds are stacked against you guys and you're in the jungle, the ghetto, the hood, maybe you're in South Africa listening to this. I know a lot of you guys actually are. And you're in the deep, man. You're seeing things at 6 years old, most people never seen their entire lives. And you're in a place of evil that is so strong and so demonic. I just want to encourage you guys to pray. And pray that God just, first of all, that he reveals to you what's going on and that you can pray against it and cast it out. And cast out the demonic, cast out the evil. And pray against the witchcraft. And really just push further into what God's calling you to do. You're going to know what to do. Just pray to God. God, help me in this situation. And just refuse to settle for anything less than the greatness of God. And pray and pray and pray. This prayer cannot be more underestimated than it is. How do I even go here with you guys? Prayer is more vital than oxygen. Prayer is more essential than oxygen. What do you mean, Danny? You have to breathe? No. Prayer is even more important. Prayer can impact someone's eternity. Okay? You don't have to open your mouth to pray. You can pray in your mind. You can talk with your mouth closed. Let me tell you something, man. I have walked past many a demonic spirits and prayed in tongues while speaking in my head and watch things manifest. I'm telling you guys, this right here, I need you guys to be ready because this is the next level. If you're not ready for the next level, don't listen to this podcast because we're going deep. You're in your secret place. You're moving with the Holy Spirit. You're praying in tongues. God's revealing things to you. You're pushing hard and you're really refusing to settle for anything less than your best walk with God. You're on fire for the Lord and your prayer life is on fire. Your friends notice a change in you. You're drastically seeking God. And it's not so much this thing you have to do. It's the thing you want to do. It's this relationship. And remember that
It's better to live a life obedient to Christ, yet not forcing the message down someone's throat, but just living it for yourself out of example. That example will be enough that they'll see a change that they'll also want to change, because they're going to see the light in you. It doesn't mean you don't confront evil. You absolutely do. The disciples themselves, guys, encounter evil spirits. And we're going to talk about this real quick. And it almost derails them, right? You know, Mark 5, 1 through 20, we read about Jesus casting out a legion of demons from a man who was possessed. You know, these demons are really afraid of the power of God. And they actually beg Jesus to send them into a herd of pigs. And that's really the kind of power we're talking about, guys. It's a power through prayer that you can tap into. And guys, it's important to fast. It's important to be in prayer. It's important to have this supernatural strength of leaning on the Holy Spirit and really just overcoming the darkness that surrounds us. I encourage you guys to be in prayer. Have a routine of prayer. Have a night of spiritual warfare. Have a night of Bible study where that's all you guys do. But another powerful example, guys, is in Matthew 17, 14 through 21, where a father brings his demonic son, right? And there's disciples there, and he wants deliverance, but they couldn't cast out the spirit for some reason. And Jesus steps in, like, "Yo, homies, back up." No, I'm kidding. But the point of it is this: he commands the spirit to leave, and he's teaching us a valuable lesson here. It's that I'll just quote it here. You know, he goes and he says, "This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting." So with that being said, you know, prayer and fasting, so they're both essential. Intimacy with God, oneness, what's priority, really gets you in tune. It's a secret weapon in our arsenal of walking with God, of relationship with Christ. And it's opening us up to tap into a supernatural power of God and the Holy Spirit and just command the force of evil to flee. And when you're walking with the light, there is no darkness that's going to be able to withstand, because we're talking about a spiritual warfare, guys. I know a lot of you guys are warriors in Christ, and those of you that aren't, we're gonna go even deeper here. Ephesians 6, woo, here we go, folks. 10 through 18-ish, somewhere in there. The Apostle Paul lays out, it's really like a plan. It's a strategy battle plan. He's telling us to really put on the armor of God and to stand against the enemy, the schemes of the enemy. So you're putting on your Iron Man suit, if you will, and you're putting on your belt of truth. You're securing your breastplate of righteousness. You're tying up the shoes of peace, and you're taking up, you know, the shield of faith, and you're all Iron Man'd out, and you're putting on the helmet of salvation, and you've got the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, right? The Word of God. The sword. So you're battle ready. You're ready to rock and roll, fool. And you're equipped and you're ready to really just face the fiery arrows of the enemy. And this fuel should ignite you. You know, you're stepping out and you're in spiritual warfare through prayer, right? And now you're someone not to really mess with, guys. Your spiritual antenna is strengthened. The darkness trembles at just the mention of Jesus Christ's name. So prayer moves you, here we go, from the natural to the supernatural. And a lot of times when we're praying, it's stuff we can't even see. And that's really having faith. If you really step into a prayer sesh, you heard some of my prayer sessions and I recorded them. Actually, if you listen to some of these podcasts, in some of them I do pray in tongues. How do I say this? You're moving into the unknown in a supernatural, faith-based way where you're stepping up to the plate and letting yourself be a vessel for the Holy Spirit to use and to block and to disband and to disarm the enemy's plans, demonic plans, and just being the light of faith. And let me tell you something. There's no gap in time, space. God can move from one state to another, from one country to another, and he just wants you to pray. Just pay attention to who the Holy Spirit puts on your heart in prayer. It's a lot of times, man, whew, let me tell you, when you step out in that faith and you're casting out demons and you're really just praying for your loved ones that are in the ER, or you know this marriage over here is looking shady, or just things aren't going right with a pastor, or the pastor's under attack, or the school's under attack, or your business, or maybe it's every aspect of your life. It's time to take authority over it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray against the enemy's attacks by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we watch the whole power of the Holy Spirit just move mountains in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're not playing games. Devil, we command you to flee. And as Christians, we step up to the plate and we claim victory. And we believe and we take full authority and power in prayer over the situation. We speak God above it. And we speak the Holy Spirit above it. And we speak healing. And we speak guidance. And we speak clarity, God. Clarity that these people have never had before, God. And we pray for a supernatural peace as these people have anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts and wonder where their next paycheck or where their next food source is going to come from. And they really just pray and seek God, and they're believing right now. I step up with them. You say when two or more are gathered there in their midst, it shall be done, God. So we pray right now, and we're believing this, and we're tapping into this supernatural power in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's no limit to what you can do, God, and we know that to be true. And we walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you guys, and everyone said amen, to just be aware of your surroundings and start taking authority of situations and start praying more and seeking God more and walking from faith to faith, knowing that God does the supernatural and that we're called to be more. And it's time for you to stop playing games too. I'm talking to you, the one that's just rolled their eyes at me. It's time for you to stop playing games and step up and be the man, the woman God called you to be. This has been another episode of Your Mentality Creates Reality podcast. We're talking about the power of prayer. You guys take care. Pray a little extra tonight. Let that fire ignite. You guys take care.